Hi guys, good morning. Well, it's 3:59 a.m. on this part of the world, and I am actually unable to sleep right now because I'm going through sickle cell anemia crisis. And I just thought, okay, maybe I should record something on, you know, just to distract myself and get my mind off the pain I am actually feeling. Okay, so basically it is really frustrating for me at the moment. The reason being that I cannot point out why I am having a crisis or why the pain is not going away despite all the pain meds I have been using. Like, I've basically been taking pain meds back to back since like 3 days ago, and I feel like, God, this is too much. I really dislike taking these medications so much. It's a stretch. I don't like it. I like it if it is once, like, you know, day, or maybe even 2 days, but taking it back to back within 3 days is always like really tiring and exhausting for me. The worst part is everybody keeps yelling, go to the hospital, go to the hospital, go to the hospital. But the point is, people don't actually know that when I get to the hospital, the doctor is not going to perform some magic and then the pain goes away, or and then I suddenly feel better. No, he's not. That is not how sickle cell crisis work. To end or to stop or to eliminate a crisis, you have to identify the cause. What is causing it? What is triggering it? Like, there are triggers. There are things that triggers this crisis. It could be cold, could be stress, could be anxiety, it could be a low PCV. A PCV is like your blood level. It actually means packed cumulative volume, and it's like your blood level, basically, in simple terms. It just means your blood level. So it could be low PCV, could be anything, you know. And for me personally, I'm very, I observe my body a lot and I take note of my body a lot. So for me not to know the cause of my crisis, I guarantee you that my doctor might not know also. So it's going to be like a trial and error phase where he'll be trying different meds, and then they'll probably think it's malaria or typhoid, because underlying illnesses could also trigger crisis. And really, I'm not really ready to go through all of that at the hospital. I mean, I just got back from the hospital like November 2020, so I don't think I am looking forward to another experience at all. But meanwhile, I am here struggling to keep the pain at bay and, you know, make sure that I try to see what's up. Personally, I suspect it's my PCV. My PCV must have dropped, and well, I need to boost it by taking fruits, a lot of fruits actually, eating well, you know, not just junks, like really eating well, and resting, a lot of rest. I think I am resting enough. I'm not so stressed. And right now, the weather isn't so cold or so hot, so I can't even, you know, blame the weather. I think the weather is very okay at this point. But guys, it's really tiring. SCD is exhausting. It drains you. I mean, physically, I basically look so ill right now. I have eye bags and my eyes look tired and all of that. So it drains you physically and mentally. So mentally, I am sort of wasted because of the medications I have been on. Reason being that these medications actually they actually have a lot of side effects, some of which includes constipation, forgetfulness, loss of concentration, drowsiness, tiredness, you know, weakness and all of that. So even your taste buds actually change as a result of the medications and all of that. And you can practically perceive the smell of these medications from your breath. Yeah. So I'm just I'm positive, yeah, that I'll feel better soon enough, and hopefully I get better maybe soon, I don't know. But I'm trying so hard to rest, like really, really rest at the moment, and make sure that I am not stressed in any sense, because I wouldn't want to aggravate the crisis I'm feeling at the moment. And by the way, the term crisis actually means a pain, a severe kind of pain in the bone marrow. It could be on your back, the limbs, and you know. And then I think I heard there is what's it called? There is pain in the chest as well, chest pain and all of that. Well, I don't have the regular kind of SCD, so that's why I said I heard, because I've never really experienced the chest pain sort of crisis. I only have the bone marrow pain, which could be in my legs, my waist, my back, my hands and all of that. Right now I'm just having this pain on my back and also one of my hands. But from that, I think I'm good. Yeah. So I just wanted to make this entry quickly, just to talk about sickle cell anemia, because I think we have to be talking about that now on the podcast. So you guys should watch out for more SCD content. I'm going to be educating you guys about it. So basically, this is my diary, so I get to write everything about myself in it. Well, if not everything, at least most things about myself in it, which is why you guys are going to be learning about SCD, because the truth is, it doesn't have as much recognition as it should have. There are still a lot of people who are ignorant about it. So, guys, until I come your way again, I still remain Mirabelle. Bye.